This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Raheny Harrison Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This is Raheny Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. We're joined by, for a second segment, Anthony Herron. He is our analyst for 670 The Score. He hosts shows. He's on Fox 32. He's on Big Ten Network. And he's on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. Are we all just vibing to the music right now?
I am. I don't know what it is doing out
head
there.
Nod situation.
What is this?
Let me go to my Twitch real quick.
Do I have to get my Shazam out?
No, man. This is Atomic Dog.
Come on, man.
George Clinton and the P-Funk All-Stars.
I got blind spots. You know, I don't know everything.
I thought you knew everything the way you're coming at me.
Ray Diaz is on the ones and twos today, so yeah, that is courtesy of Ray.
Fair, Marshall.
Yeah, you're coming with it.
It's fair.
Alanis Morissette.
You're right. Morissette? Come on, man.
That's fair.
There it is.
Oh, the dog.
We needed some ant singing. I hate... There it is.
Some of us are on the same page.
I was happy hearing the song, and now I have to ask Ann about the defense, and it just is not.
They
as
ain't
fun.
Got that dog in them right now. I can tell you that.
That's it. Okay, so here's where I'm at with this: is either I'm like, oh, zone isn't good. I understand the coaching staff's decision to be like, let's do more man, but man wasn't good either.
Man
and
in the
now
middle.
I don't know what to do.
Man in the middle of the field, big ant.
Yeah, it's a problem. It is. When neither coverage from a general perspective is lending results. And kind of like I alluded to in the previous segment, it's not like the Bears never impacted the pocket, but you did have a version of Jared Goff that was able to backtrack a little bit, just get away from the rest enough to get the football out of his hands, or sometimes operate within a muddy pocket. And that's just life in the NFL at times, where you have talented quarterbacks, talented pass catchers, and they're going to make plays. They're going to drive the long field at times. And we saw the Bears, you know, the Kevin Byard interception. There was a first down sack that got Detroit behind the chains. That's the biggest issue to me. It's one thing to not be as sticky in coverage as we kind of came into the season expecting this secondary would be, but to not have more plays on the opposing side of the line of scrimmage, both on passing downs and running downs, it just makes the life of your second and third level so much easier when there's just all kinds of havoc and chaos in the face of the quarterback from your down linemen, from your front four. When the offensive line has, you know, jerseys and colors flashing across your face and the quarterback feels like that there's just bodies all around him, then that can speed up their process when things are frenetic in that way. But when it's more hit or miss, when there's the occasional first down or the occasional third down where there's kind of bodies penetrating or leaking through, then especially veteran quarterbacks like Jared Goff are going to be able to maintain their calm that much more. So, you know, the coverages, I saw the Bears stemming a lot. I thought there was some good disguise happening pre-snap, at least good to my eye. They weren't fooling Jared Goff with it, but it wasn't like the Bears were just this static defense at the third level, just letting Jared Goff kind of know what they were in at all times and carving them up. But once they got the ball snapped, you know, they run their motion. Goff and Amon-Ra, the sun god, knows exactly what what the defense is in. And so once the ball gets snapped, then all right, you're showing us, man, we know exactly where we want to go with it. And that was a matchup that continued to get exploited. And that's where the most surprising part was not only the consistency, the volume of man that they ran, but where they kind of continued to allow Amon-Ra to sort of locate CeeDee Deuce over and over again in those scenarios without getting them some additional help.
Well, and I feel like the thought process, at least at the beginning of the year, was, it's cool. Our front four is amazing. And they were spending in the top 10 on defense out of NFL teams. And it was like the Swaggy P. Nick Young meme where you shoot the three and then you go back and face the camera with your hands in the air smiling and it's way offline. And that's where I'm kind of at with this is your best laid plans with your healthiest and most expensive unit isn't producing enough to make up for the sins of what's happening in the secondary.
And it's juxtaposed with, you know, some of the other moves that were made that have worked out really well, like notably on the offensive line, of course. And a lot of this does look different. And this is just not the world the Bears are in. But if Jalen Johnson were healthy, which he's obviously not, and I respect so much his willingness to get back out there so quickly and try to fight with his team. And it's kind of the hope that I was referencing last week where we can hope that he becomes this enhanced version of himself that looks more like the healthy version of Jalen Johnson, but it's just not there yet. And the burst, the suddenness to be able to react, to get out of his pedal and convert downhill and you know, try to get into the body of receivers, invade their personal space with confidence, that's just not there for Jalen. And so, you know, whether you're talking Jalen Johnson, Montez Sweat, Tremaine Edmonds, that there are guys who are, you know, at the top of the roster from an expectations perspective, who when they're playing at an elite level, the defense looks drastically different. When they're not, then that's where, as amazing a story as Nashawn Wright has been this season, but, you know, him getting exposed in coverage, that's not necessarily the outlier. He's not the guy you come in kind of hopeful will be dominant for you. I thought Jaquan Brisker really played one of his better games of the season last night. He was kind of all over the place, mm-hmm. both versus the run, versus the pass, but the rest of the secondary just wasn't really on point. And as much as anything, Detroit's offense was remarkably on point. And that juxtaposed with the Bears having kind of this malaise in the way they were getting after things for a lot of the game. The Lions were the team that looked a lot more engaged in winning the regular season finale.
So that juxtaposition, as we continue our conversation with Anthony here on Raheemy Harrison, Grody, listen. First half, I'm looking at this offense, and I'm wondering, why are you not running the ball better? Not even more, but just better. 9 carries, 31 yards, that's 3.4 pop. That's not what we've become accustomed to here. And then when you look at Caleb Williams, yes, Colston Loveland was doing his thing. DJ Moore had the one catch, but they didn't target Jahdae Walker, who obviously had the big touchdown. They didn't target, more importantly, Luther Burden, trying to get him the ball in a handoff situation. I wonder, going forward, what can they change about the offense? Because I'm resigned to the fact that the defense is just going to be what the defense is. But the offense is the thing that I think Ben Johnson had him irate. And he told us as much after the game.
And if the offense starts faster, then the defense is in a position to play downhill at the opponent in a different way. And so as far as just, in a way, almost grasping at straws for how can the Bears get more out of their defense. What I started pointing to last week was hoping that Tremaine Edmonds, TJ Edwards being on the field next to each other week after week. And we did see some base packages where DeMarco Jackson was on the field more yesterday. Now, you know, how much does that really give you? You know, he's DeMarco Jackson. He's not Tremaine Edmonds. So, you know, your expectations have to be reasonable for that. But they did get back to some of those three linebacker sets on defense. And there are guys who you can be hopeful will continue to get better the more time they're on the field, but the clock is ticking here. So how realistic is that between what we saw yesterday and by the time they touch the field Saturday night that it's going to have a drastically different look to it? The Bears' offense getting off to a faster start, can impact the Bears' defense. Not only just their life force to take the field with that extra juice, that extra energy, playing with that extra heartbeat because the Bears, oh, has gotten them a lead, but then also it can dictate the terms of the opponent. If you are able to start fast and put some early points on the board, now you get Matt LaFleur and Jordan Love starting to chase a little bit when you take the field on Saturday night. It's a position that, as much as the Bears' defense has struggled in a wide variety of ways throughout the majority of the season, but to have a Bears offense that allows them to take the field with a lead more frequently, then that could be something, as opposed to everybody playing catch-up in the second half. That will aid the defense if you get the offense off to a faster start.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What about the high stakes nature of Bears Green Bay for a third time this season, Big Ant? You like this matchup for the Bears?
I do. I mean, you know, I know there's a lot of Bears fans who were dreading it a little bit. Just the idea that Green Bay knows this team so well. And frankly, Green Bay outplayed the Bears for the majority of those two games. And the record is 1-1, but you start adding up the quarters or the individual series overall. Green Bay graded out much better in the two matchups against the Bears than the Bears graded out against them. So there's a lot of that's worthy of concern. I was talking to Dan Weider about it last week when I was filling in on the afternoon show. It would put a different tinge to the offseason if the season was ended by a loss to the Packers. But yet, and still, that's the challenge. Well, two things. One, the NFC West teams are just better. So as far as having a shot to win this first game, I feel better about the odds of beating the Packers than I do about any of those teams from the NFC West. But even beyond that, just the challenge of facing Green Bay again is exciting. I'm confident it's exciting to the players and those guys in House Hall. So I know the apprehension about the game will be higher for the fans because it's the Packers and because you don't want them to get eliminated by Green Bay. I'm confident the players in the locker room, the coaches in the meeting room, one thing, you know this squad already. And another thing, it enhances the gravity of the feel of this game. It's an opportunity that you don't always get, even in a playoff game especially, to have your arch rival, your chief nemesis, be the one that you're taking the field against with the season on the line. This is something the Bears should relish.
Anthony, how much of the Bears game plan for the playoffs do you think is going to look different? Because Ben Johnson talked multiple times about how simple the plan was this week. I think he didn't want to put a lot on tape going into playoff game number one.
I think that's fair. While at the same time, like, you've seen Green Bay twice here in the last month already, right? So I don't even know that there's a lot the Bears could put on film that would surprise Green Bay by now. Jeff Hafley has really had a good bead on the Bears offense up to this point. Matt LaFleur has had a really good bead on the Bears defense up to this point. So, yeah, there will be schematic wrinkles, I'm sure, there will be adjustments to get made here, and perhaps that's a part of what goes into some of the things we saw game planning wise yesterday also. But in the end, because the players know each other really well by now and these coaching staffs have game planned for each other so much here down the stretch, a lot of it is going to come down to execution. A lot of it is going to come down to preparedness and mastering the moment. And that's where the Bears, that's where this team who hasn't been on this stage in this moment in the postseason before, it's new territory for them. New territory for Ben Johnson. So putting a good game plan together, yeah, that's gotta happen during the week leading into it on a short week. But in the end, the players got to go out there and make some plays.
Anthony Heron, we always appreciate the time. Thanks so much for coming on with us. Where can we hear or see you next?
Oh, so game being on Saturday night makes the weekend a little more interesting for me because I'm actually going to be on NBC on Saturday called the All-American Bowl. That's a game I've been doing every year for them. And players like Caleb Williams was an All-American Bowl participant years ago. And you know, all these stars that rolled through the game. I'm going to be on NBC down in San Antonio on Saturday, man. So I'm still working through some things, getting the schedule figured out and seeing how much of this we can still make work. I am shocked, by the way. I don't know if you guys have talked about it yet. Maybe it'll come up later in the week. Shocked. Bears-Packers is the game that was Saturday on Amazon Prime. Like, this screams Sunday Night Football. This screams Monday Night Football with all the eyeballs that would come with it on the biggest shows in the sport.
I'm not surprised that Amazon was like, oh, Saturday night again after what just happened? I'm in.
I think it's less about that and just doing the basic math. It's called market size. Have you checked out the market size of those two teams that are going to be on Sunday night?
Did Amazon have the first pick or something?
No. I'm saying Sunday Night Football, putting the two largest markets that are taking part in a football game on Sunday Night Football makes the most sense from an NFL standpoint when you're talking about Boston and the New England area and, of course, Los Angeles.
I suppose I'm
more with Big Ann on this one. I think y'all got your meatball hats on.
The only truth in the timing is you don't want the Saturday 3:30.
that's the one,
and that was always reserved for the Texans when they were in the playoffs. So I feel like not having the Saturday 3:30 is that's the one where you're like, meh. Like, didn't that go to an NFC South team? Didn't that go to the Panthers?
I haven't compared the raw numbers of the primetime ratings from throughout the season. I have a hard time believing that the run the Bears have been on this year and the fanaticism that's there, not only in Chicago, but all the national shows spend every second they can talking about the Bears almost as much as they talk about the Cowboys this year. So I think there's a degree of eyeballs, and I'm surprised that both NBC and ABC ESPN passed up on.
Yeah, I feel that. We are, if you think we're exhausting, watch the national guys. Right. Thanks as always, Ant. Good luck on the call. Get some Mitiera for me in San Antonio. That was Anthony Heron joining us via Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score, and our Circa Resort and Casino Hotline. Coming up next here on 670 The Score, we want to take your calls again. What do you think about the Bears getting to the playoffs? Did you see something in the offensive game plan that maybe you think might come up again against the Green Bay Packers? How do you feel about the Bears' last two games against the Packers? And yeah, what do you think about watching an important game on a Saturday night again? We'll discuss it all. 312-644-6767 on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.